Today's video is for drivers that are looking for money to go racing. Hello race drivers, welcome to the Race Driver Coach Show. Again, talking about money because it's big, right? It makes the world go round, as they say, but it definitely makes the motorsport wheel go round when we're talking about how drivers pay to go racing. It's difficult. It's always going to be a problem. It always has been, always will be. So we're bringing my attention to this now because of Troy's question, which was this. I want to become an F1 driver, but I don't have the money to do so. Shall I try and find sponsorship or go the investor route? Now, I don't understand how I haven't had this question before because it's a cracking one. And I haven't, you know, over the past 6-7 seasons, I haven't really answered this or thought about it. But sponsorship, it's a valid way that, and you can see drivers doing this, to get money in to go racing. It's the business way. You do something for a company, they pay you, you spend that money on racing and giving them and providing them with what you've offered them. Or there's the investment route where somebody actually invests in your career and wants to help you climb the ladder, which sounds amazing, I know, and you'd be like, oh, I want to go that route. But let's just slow things down first. Now, I knew this question was coming in because I was going to answer this question this week before I went to the Spa race weekend, the F1 event. So I looked around. I asked people, you know, drivers, you know, where does the money come from? The ones that I know, because it's obviously rude just to ask somebody like that sort of question. But the ones I know, I was asking them or asking myself, how did they get this money? Because I know how they got it in the first place. And it was quite interesting because when you get to F3, F2 level, where F3 costs about €1.5 million to do, that's what you have to pay a team to run you, and F2 is over €2 million, right? So you as a driver, you have to bring that cash. So it's easy for us to think, oh, they've all got wealthy parents and that's exactly why they're there. That's how they do it. But that's not exactly true. Some of them have got straight up sponsorship. Some of them have had to go out and find investors. And others do have parents that pay for it. But what I really noticed is a lot of them, they have to get outside money now because maybe their parents paid for them in the early days, like karting, F4 or whatever they did, Formula Ford and the regional stuff to start with because the parents could just about stretch and afford that. But as they climbed the ladder and the price also climbed, they couldn't really do it anymore. So most of the drivers then had to get a F1 junior program to help pay for the bill. Most programs don't pay for all the bill, just some of it. They had to get sponsors and investors to take over and let the, you know, and teams to invest in them maybe, which is getting rare now, but sometimes a team will give them a cheap deal because it's a good driver. So that's kind of investment. But anyway, I came back from the weekend with a list of drivers. I won't tell you who they are because it's confidential, but I understood that it's nearly, most of them, sorry, it's investment that they've actually got, not straight up sponsorship. So that got me thinking. It made me think I've really got to talk about this today because it might just help you. So that's what I want to answer. Sponsorship or investment, is that right for you? So first off, what is sponsorship? It's obvious, right? You have a company that you approach because you know that you can help them increase their sales. Whether they're selling products or services, you know for sure that motorsport and what it offers, you know, the people that, the eyeballs that are on the sport, the people that you can reach, that industry, that sector, you know there's customers there for companies out there, right? And you pair them up. You go to a company, you find out what it is that they're actually trying to achieve next year. And they say, right, we've got a new product coming out. We want to push it in front of this demographic kind of person. So we say if it's like, and it fits motorsport, it could be like 18 to 30 year olds, predominantly male, which is changing now in motorsport. There's a heck of a lot of females coming, which is great. Fans, drivers, the whole lot. But say if it is, it's male. And you think, okay, the image of motorsport and the people I can access through motorsport, that fits with their company. I can put their company in front of these people to generate them sales and sell that package. You say, you know what? We're going to put you in front of this many, however many social media followers you've got, the championships got, if it's on TV, so you know the TV figures, I can get you in front of these people and the tens of thousands or maybe hundreds of thousands of people that are at the race weekend. And that's quite interesting to companies. They're like, that's good. They could do product sampling. We could do questionnaires. We could gather information from these people if they want to give us their email addresses. This is brilliant. And you put a package together. So you're giving them the chance to earn more money through your sport, and companies will pay you for that. It's a lot of organization, of course. You're the one that's got to go out to the big wide world, to the business world, and sell these packages, to talk to companies, to find out what they want, and to see if you can provide them benefits, you know, even if it's hospitality. They may, you know, might be companies out there that really want to entertain their clients, their staff even, to reward them, and they need something. So you can offer them days at the races, track days and all this, and you price it up, you sell them packages, and you make money off that, and you spend it on your racing. To go the sponsorship route, it might fit you. You've got to be entrepreneurial. You've got to be the person who can go into companies and sell yourself. Well, it's not even selling yourself, it's selling what you can provide them. Your racing is nearly irrelevant. It's what you can provide the company. So that's what sponsorship is. And when you get to F2, because it's got quite a lot of exposure, just putting the sticker on the car, which I always slate, of course, putting a sticker on the car does have value. If you've got hundreds of thousands of followers on Instagram or whatever, a gram, could be Twitter, it could be TikTok, YouTube. If you've got a lot of following, that's also value to a company, just for you to stick a few adverts on there, to give them mentions, to do posts that are based around that product, they'll pay you. So that's interesting. So I'd say sponsorship is really good for you if you're just starting out and you're kind of using motorsport to help companies grow, and you're using that money to deliver the sponsorship package. Obviously, you're using that money to pay for your racing. That can be very good at the beginning. So this depends, right? The answer to this question depends on where you are on your journey. So if you're at the very beginning, I would say sponsorship can work. But you're not selling yourself, remember. You're selling what the sport as a whole or the championship can offer a company. And you're just going out and finding that, okay? And it can also help, sponsorship can help at the top end when you've got mass exposure and the company is just happy with a shout out and they're using you as like, kind of like an influencer marketing, right? Because that's big now. And they'll pay you, you know, it could be five figures, six figures for the advert, for the post, for the branding on the car. So that's sponsorship. Now, investment is different. If you're an entity that looks like you would give somebody a return on their investment, then you can go that route. If you're just starting out in racing, investment probably isn't going to happen unless it's a family member. Will you invest in my career? Because then it will sort my life out. It will give me a career. It will allow me to earn money when I go up the ranks and when I make it. You know, a family member will probably want to see that happen. So they'll invest in you, right? Instead of putting it into college or whatever, they might put it into racing because they can see how passionate you are. And they see a little glimpse of you might actually be pretty good. So then they're willing to, you know, it could be mom or dad are willing to put money behind it. That's investment at the early days. But investment from external people you don't know, that's going to be really hard at the beginning because there's nothing to invest in. It's like having a racehorse that hasn't really got a pedigree. You know, it's just been born. It's just been born, and it's not from the mom and dad of the horse. They haven't got a pedigree or a history of winning races. They're not even racehorses at all. And you're asking for people to invest, saying this is the horse that's going to win the Grand National. It's like, come on. I haven't seen anything that's given me any confidence that this is going to happen. So I'm not going to invest in that. It's a bit like Shark Tank, right? They want to see that there's potential first. So if you're just starting out in a career, investment won't work unless it's family. Now, as you start to get the results, as you start to look like you could be going somewhere, you have the skill, the talent to actually make a career, that's when you can start to talk about investment. People then will take notice and say, you know what? If I put some money behind this driver and they give me 2%, 10% of their future earnings for the next 10 years, every time they get sponsorship, every time they get prize money, every time they pick up that that wage, that check, that paycheck from a race team that's paying them to be there, I'll take however much percentage, don't sell too much percentage of yourself, then that's a plausible investment opportunity for people. and you can go into the external world and present them with, I've won this championship and these are the championships I want to enter. It's going to cost this much. If you put money in now, I'll give you X amount of my future earnings for the next 10 years. And you give them confidence that that can actually come off. And this is the kind of route that many drivers have taken. Once their ball's rolling, once they've got a bit about them and they've got results and it looks like they're going somewhere, that's when you can start to tap on the doors of wealthy guys and gals, wealthy people that would actually like to take a punt on you and think, you know what, this will be fun. I'd like to get in with this. I'd like to see if this will work. I'd like to own a part of a race driver's career. And you can even sell shares in yourself. Don't sell too much, like I say, because you'll regret it when you go up the ranks and you don't actually earn any money now out of racing because you're paying everybody else. So don't sell all of yourself. But it's interesting for you to put together an investment plan, just like somebody would in a company. You say, this is how much you're putting in, and this is what you could get back if all goes well, if my results continue. Then I would say do it. So, to give you an overview, sponsorship works pretty much all the way up. It works at the very beginning because you're irrelevant. You're just offering companies the benefits of being in the sport and what they could get, and you're giving them new customers. That can work all the way up, but it just changes to influencer marketing as you get high up. But investment is something, once the ball's rolling, once you've proven yourself and you're on the path that looks like it could make a return, that's when you start to do that. Now, certain championships offer better value or a slight glimpse of return on investment for investors. If you're going to America, for example, the road to Indy, as it was, if you won USF 2000, I don't know how it's set up now because it's all changed, but if you won USF 2000, you got cash to go towards the next rung of the ladder, like 50%. And then if you won Indy Pro 2000, then it did the same again. You're in Indy Lights, which is now called something completely different. But that's the kind of structure. And we had it in Europe. Formula Renault, if you won that, you got 500 grand towards Formula Renault 3.5, the World Series. And when an investor sees that, then it's more investable. So I would look for championships that do actually offer some kind of reward, because you can dangle that carrot in front of investors early on. So I hope that answers your question. So it depends where you're at, Troy, and everybody else. Sponsorship's the one that you can do all the time, all the way through. Just changes the way you sell, you know, what you're selling because of the people you're in front of. But investment, only do that once you've proven yourself and you can prove an investment model that works.